press, achiyasa lebeis bada kippin, until you make for the top of your olive press like an arch. In other words, you build it up again, that I'll be able to plant on top. Now hakoisel v'yoilon shenoflu shosarabim. Somebody's wall or somebody's tree fell down and went into the shosarabim. The zeka, now somebody hurt themselves, is potim l'shalim. The owner of the tree or the wall, they're potim l'shalim. Potim l'shalim, they're called an honest.
Like it wasn't their fault that it caved in, they didn't realize it. So therefore right now they're potim, if anybody trips over it, they're an honest.
What's going to be though? Nos nolo is the man loketes ilon. Let's say there's the news, this tree was a weak tree. And they warned you and they told you you better chop it down by 30 days. Or else philister es akoisel. They gave you 30 days to knock down your wall. 30 days to knock down your wall. And now it depends. Vinof lebutechas man. If the wall or tree falls down within these 30 days, potter. Then again, you called like an honest. If anybody gets damaged, you're potter. But the yachar azman chayiv, let's say the wall or tree caves down after the 30 days, then you're not an honest. It's your fault. You should have chopped it down before. Therefore, you're chayiv. Now, mi shohayu koisloi somach leginas chaveroi. Somebody has his wall near his friend's gina, near his friend's garden. Somach leginas chaveroi, vinofol, and now your wall, the bricks, cave down and lands in the other person's garden. Now the Bal Hagina tells the one that owns these stones, take them away, clean them up for my property. And the owner of the stone says, Higayucha, listen, keep them already. They're in your property, you can keep the stones. And Misaradin, he's wrong, the owner. The Bal Hagina could tell him, I don't want your stones here, clean up my yard. I don't want them in my yard. What's going to be though, Mishakibul Olav? Let's say the Bal Hagina accepted upon himself, yes, I'll keep your stones and I'll take care of them. Then, Omaloi, now the Balabos feels bad and he tells them, listen, Helaches Yitzyotecho, I'll pay you for the money you spent to have it cleaned up. But give me back my stones. Ain Shemim Loi, we don't listen to the Balabos anymore. Like once you told the Bal Hagina he can keep it. And he said, okay, see he's offering it, it's his now. And therefore you can't get it back anymore. What about you hired a worker that he should work for you in your straw, your stubble there, to put together the straw. At the end of the day, the worker said, listen, give me my paycheck. So the Balabas tells him, you know what? You know what? I don't want to pay you money, but rather take the straw. That you worked in today, keep it. So the locker is Ain Shemim Loi. The worker does not have to listen to the Balabas. By a worker, there's a locker that you have to pay him money. You cannot even give him Shavu Kesev unless he agrees. But if he wants to, he has a right to get the money. So therefore, here, if the worker says, I don't want the Shavu Kesev, I want the money, you have to pay him back money. What about Misha Kibbalolov? Let's say the worker agreed, and the worker said, okay, we'll take this true for our pay. Now, V'omaloi, Helech Scharcho, let's say now the Balabas changed his mind and he told the workers, listen, let me have back my straw and I'll pay you money. The locher is Ain Shemim Loi. We do not listen to the Balabas anymore. Again, since he told the workers they could have it and they agreed, that corner was like this. Now the Balabas has the right to get it back. Now the Gemara says, Nifchaso, you said now at the beginning of the Mishnah when the Beis Habad, the olive press, when the roof of it caved in. So how much of it caved in? So Rav Vama Baruba has to be Roiv of the wine press of the olive press caved in. For Shmuel Vama Biabu, like we once had before, this machlokes by Adira. Shmuel says now, as long as four tefachim of it cave in, he has the right to say, I'm going to plant in your property. Rav Vama Baruba, why Avu Biabu? But if it's only caved in four tefachim, that's not a taina because Adam Zeraya Chetzi of Lamata veChetzi of Lamala. It could be you have to plant what's good on top. And whatever caved in, that much you plant on the bottom. But you have no right to do all the planting on the bottom. We have a right to tell him that you have to do part on top and part on bottom. So therefore, only if it's Baruba caved in, then you have this right. Less than Baruba, you don't have the right to use the downstairs. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Biyarbo, no, even with four tefachim, you have a right to use the downstairs. Why? Because Ein Odom Zareya Chetzi of Lamata v'Chetzi of Lamala. People don't like to have to plant the two parts. Like plant upstairs and plant downstairs, people don't like that. So that's a good time to be in a mumnis. He has a right to use your property. The Mor says, Utsricha, I need now both these times. We had this machlekas twice. We had a machlekas before by Yadira, where the upstairs, where the roof caves in, well, I mean, where the bottom roof caves in, and we have a shawl now where this olive press caves in by planting. So Mar says we need both machlekes in. And the Yashmin and Dira, we only hear the first case by Dira, we're in upstairs and downstairs, and the roof came, and the first one feelings caved in. Over there, by living, Shmuel holds once it caved in, for Tfachim, you have a right to complain, because people don't like to live upstairs and downstairs. Avalinyan Zaria, but Stamna get the planting. Some people do plant a little bit here and a little bit there. Therefore, when they get to planting, maybe I would say this svara that it doesn't bother you. So that's why I need a tzrich. Even here also, he also does bother the person. Again, the moider le rav. So kamash no Shmuel still argues. V'yitma b'hach. We only would have said the case of by living, but by planting. B'hach koma rav. Maybe over here he would murder. Since there are two svaras here between living and between planting, that's why I need the machlokes both places. Then the Mishnah says, "Nos nuloy zman." If Bezdin gives you a time limit when you're supposed to cut it down, so the kama zman Bezdin. How long is the zman of Bezdin? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 30 days. Then it says, "Mishoy koisloi." If you have your wall next to your neighbor and your wall fell into your neighbor's rishus. So Mar says, "Ami diktani sefer." This is as in the sefer. Heilich yitzia secha. So listen, when the Balabas changed his mind, he said, "Listen, you already like cleaned them up and had the money. You spent the money to clean it up. I'll pay you for the money that you spent and give them back to me." So the Mishnah says, "No, we don't listen to the Balabas anymore because the Bal Hagina was already zecher in it." So Mar makes a diik mechlad the peninu askinen. We're talking about that the Bal Hagina, the one of the garden, already cleaned it up already. So now, time of the Peninu. You know why the Balaginu is Kani Noah, he has a right to keep these stones, because he already did an action of cleaning them up. It's Mashmo Holoi Peninu. Let's say the Balaginu did not clean up these stones yet. Loi. Then the Balabas has the right to ask for them back. Then the Balaginu is not Kano these stones. So the question is why? Amai Fetikna Loi Sodeyu. Since Lamaisa, these stones, these bricks, fell into the soda of the Balagino, so his soda should be koina for him. Listen, your chotzer is koina for you even without your das. It's a schus for you. So zochon liyadim shleim afonim, it should be yours. So Mar says, "Hani mili heichod to come mechavan lak nulei." That's only if he had real intentions of being magnerit. Avul hochish demutil to come mishtamit lei. In other words, when is your chotzer kana for you, where the original owner really wants to give it over to you, or it's shalhefka? Then we say what comes into your chotzer becomes yours. But over here, I would think that over here we would say like this, that the owner, when he told the Bal Hagina, "Listen, keep the stones," maybe shtemutu kamishtav means he didn't really mean to give it over to you that you could keep it. It just meant to say, you're coming to complaints now that I should clean up my stones. No, I don't want to take responsibility right now. I'll throw it back to you. That's called the shtemutu kamishtav. I'm just throwing it away from you. In other words, like, I don't really mean maybe that you can keep it. I only mean to say I don't want to be responsible now for cleaning it up. So therefore, since it's not 100% that the Balabas really wants to give it over to the Balagina, so Stam Yechotza would not be kind for you. Here you would have to do an action. When you yourself do the action of cleaning up the stones, that shows us that you really mean to keep it, and therefore that's your kinyan, then the Balabas cannot change his mind anymore. But as long as you did not make a real kinyan in it, then we still have this svara, maybe you and the Balabas really don't have a das to give it over, and you to be kind of, he still wants it, so therefore he could be chaser and speak out that really he wants it. Now the Mishnah says, if you hired somebody to work for you with your straw, and then you tell him, take the straw for your pay, so ain't shame malay. So Mar says, I need the two chidushim, two cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says it by straw, and the Mishnah before said it by these bricks. So it's like this. The Yashmin Elahach Kamaisa, we would have just heard the Chiddush, the first case, by the bricks falling into the Balagino. The Chikom Alehi Giyachom, when the Balabas told the Balagino, you clean it up, don't bother me. So he's saying, Shem Malay, that the Balagino has a right to tell the Balabas nothing doing. I want you to clean it up. Because he doesn't know you anything. Since the Balabas doesn't know you anything, so therefore, like, the Balabas has no right to tell you to clean up these stones. He has to clean it up himself. But over here, that somebody worked for you. And the Maitre, now you owe him money. So maybe now the Balabas has a right to say, listen, true, I owe you, but I owe it to you, so I want to pay you what I want. I want to pay you from Shrua. Maybe I have a right to pay you from Shrua. So Kamashmala, no, that still the Poel has a right to say, nothing doing, I want money, not Shrua. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Abloka, this le agra gabei. Aim a shemule. Maybe over here we do have to listen to the Balabas. The Yamrinch, because people say, Mimorer Shosecha, Pori Ephra. So that means Rashi said, Mimorer Rishecha mean, Mibal Chavecha. From somebody from the mal, from the loiva that owes you money, Pori Ephra means, Afil Nesle Subin Kiblum. Even if he gives you Subin, the shaft of the wheat, take it. In other words, if the loiva is paying you back, no matter what he pays you back, take it. So I would have thought to say here also, by your worker, the Balabas has the right to give him anything. Kamashmula, no, the worker has the right to say, I want money, and I'm not taking back this drawer for my pay. And the Ashmin al Hochav, would have just heard the case by the worker. Hochosh Shemakabal Olav and Shemaloi. Here by the worker, once he accepted upon himself, he has no right to take it back anymore, the Balabas. Mishum the Yisrael Agrigabay, because the Balabas owes him something. But since the Balabas owes the worker, so once the Balabas says, take the straw, and the worker accepts it, so it's a strong deal, because you owe him something. See, so you can't get it back anymore. Abul Hochad, the Lesley Agrigabay, but in the first case, by the bricks, where the Bal of the bricks does not owe anything to the Bal Hagino. So maybe even later, when the Balabas changes his mind and says he wants the stones back, he has the right to get them back. Maybe we would listen to him to give the stones back. That's why I need the first case know that even in the case of stones, once the Balabas tells him you could keep it, and like we said before, he made a Maisekinyan, he collected the stones, then the Balabas cannot get it back. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Shemaloi, we do not listen to him. Samaras Takashai Votanya Shemaloi. Learned another Braisa, we do listen to him. In the case where you told your worker, take what you worked. So our Mishnah says, when the Balabas tells the worker, take this straw that you worked by, the worker has a right to say, nothing doing, I want money. And another Braisa we learned, Shemaloi. Yes, we do listen to the Balabas, you have to take straw. So Rav Nachman Lakasha, I'll tell you, can't be shaloi, can't be shal chaveroi. It depends where this worker worked. Where did he do the work? Bishal chaveroi, she says, shaloi so malechas chaveroi, shem malai. That if you showed the worker to work by somebody else, now when you pay that worker, you have a right to pay him from the straw. You do not have to pay him back the money. Our Mishnah that says we do not listen to the Balabas means in a case where he worked for you and your property. So Maris Takasha, what's the difference though? Oh, Malay Rabbi Rav Nachman, Bishaloi my Taima. What's the reason when this worker worked by you that you have to pay him money and not straw? The Oh, Malay, the worker has a right to say back to you, Agro Lecho, listen, you owe me money. You have to pay me for the work that I did, and you can't get away with giving me the straw. If so, the Gemara asks, Bishachavei Renami, the same svar should apply when you showed him to work in somebody else's field. Schor Yolov, you also have to pay him. The Tani we learned, Hasoich Resa Poyolasish Bishalei, if you hired a worker that he was supposed to work by you. Veheru Bishachavei Renami, when it came to do the actual work, you showed him work in somebody else's field, so you had him work by somebody else. So Locher is, Noisin loy schorim mishalim. You, the one that hired him, has to pay him for the day's work. And then you have a right to get back the money from the Balabas according to how much enjoyment you had. But I'll call upon him, you see, that if you hire a worker and you make him work by somebody else, you have to pay him. So since you have to pay him, why can you get away by paying him the straw, what he worked with? You should have to pay him money. So Mora says, Elo Amarav Nachman, but Nachman answers like this, Loi Kashi, there's no steer between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Kan Bishaloi, Kan Bishal Hefker. When he's working for you, you have to pay him, then you have to give him money. And the second, the Brice is talking about where he worked in Hefka. So in Hefka, his pay as he keeps what is Zeicha from Hefka. So Rashi learns Vishal Hefka means, like if you tell him to work in Hefka Dika field, a field that belongs to nobody, so Shem Malay. Then when the Balabas says, listen, you keep it, the Yomalay Kshini Beyat. And the Balabas says, listen, you're working in this Hefka field, whatever you cut off belongs to you. Because to me, to the Balabas, it doesn't belong to me. And Rashi says, Rav Nachman Lataime, the Yomalay that he said before in Daf Yud, Hamagviya Metzila Chaveru Lekona Chaveroi. If I tell you to pick up a Metzia for me, it's not Kona for me, because you can't be Zoicha for me, but Makam Shechav Acherim. So therefore, when you do the work in this field, when you cut off or pick up the Chveitzim, it belongs to you. So since whatever is there belongs to you, it doesn't belong to me, here the Balabas never has the Chiv to pay you. So therefore, for your work, you just keep what you're working with. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about who is working for you, or on property that somebody owns, so then the property belongs to the owner. Just the worker has the right to collect his money from the Balabas, therefore the Balabas has to pay him a dafka back money, and cannot pay him with the things that he's working with. Alright, turn over. Rabbi asked the question. Eisvei Rova l'Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asked the question back to Rav Nachman. It says, "Metzias poyel liatzmoi." When a poyel, a worker for you, if he finds a metzia, he's allowed to keep it for himself. Amosai, when is this? If he finds an object from Hefka, like he's allowed to keep it. Bizman shomel balabayas nachesh mihayoyim oyedri mihayoyim. The Balabas told him work for me today, but he told him exactly what work to do. He told him Eber, he told him like to prune the field or to plow the field. Avlamomaloi. Say me melocha hayoyim. I want you to work for me today. I don't say exactly what type of work. Mashma, anything you're doing, you're working for me. Then the locher is mitzuyos lebalabayis. If the poil finds something, it goes straight to the balabas. So what do we see from here? That even though you're a worker and you're picking up something from Hefka, we do not say the svara that what you pick up belongs to you, and the balabas does not receive it. But no, like yad poil kiyad balabayis dummy. Whatever the poil picks up automatically goes straight back to the balabas. So back to the kash, even if you send the worker to work in Hefka, it should also be the same halacha. That when he's working in Hefka, whatever he picks up belongs to you, belongs to the owner. Yad poil ki yad balabayis. And therefore the balabas has to pay him like a regular worker, so he should have to pay him money, so it's a stira. How come our Mishnah says you have to pay money, and the Braisa says you have a right to pay him, even from the straw, whatever he's working in? Gemara answers, Elo amarav nach mila kashio, kan bi akbo, kan bi haboto. One case is where he picked it up, and one case is where he just looked at it. Habotim means just staring at it. So Rashi says, like one, he picked it up. So then, Lamaisa, it's Yad Perk, Yad Balabais. That's the case of our Mishnah. That even though it's for Shalhefka, but once the poil picks it up, it's like the Balabas owns it. If the Balabas owns it, so you have a worker working for you, you have to pay money. But here in the Braisa, where the worker did not pick it up, so it never became yours. He was only like watching it or throwing something on top of it, but it never really picked it up. So therefore the poil is not zeicher in it, and the wood in the balabas is not zeicher in it. So here the balabas has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you, I didn't get anything yet. It's not mine yet. So therefore you go and take it and keep it for yourself. The other Gemara says, Tanoihi. It's really machlekes tanoim, if there's such a kinyan of habota behefka. If you're just watching hefka, or while looking at it, does it become yours or not? It's not learned like this. Shomrei Sviche Shvius, on the 7th year of Shemitah, on Shemitah year, so the people used to watch the Svichen. That means the vegetables that grow by itself, or the wheat that grows by itself. So either they're watching here the barley, the Tzarech, the Minchas Omer, or else they're watching Chitim, the wheat, the Tzarech Shtei Alechem, because of the Shtei Alechem. The other loch of these people that were watching it, Neutlen Schor Mitrumat Alishcha. Like they're watching the Tzarech Bezdin in order to bring it for the Korban Sibur, so therefore they get paid from the Trumas HaLeshcha. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Haroitze Misnadehu. Whoever wants to, they could come and watch it, V'shay Mechinam, and he'll do it for free. Like the Kanakama says he has to be paid by Trumas HaLeshcha, and Rabbi Yossi says no, whoever wants to, on his own, could come and be a Shay Mechinam to watch it. Omru lois echom said back to Rabbi Yossi, Ataroy McCain, you say like this. If so, ain't boy Michel Tzibor. You should know it's not going to come Michel Tzibor. that the lochrid, the korban oimer, or the shtel lechem, has to come in shel tzibur. It can't come from a private person. So we have to be afraid if he's doing a shemichinam, it's going to be his, and he's giving it over to Bezdin. So Mer says, so what's the machlokes over here? My love, isn't it? The Tanakam is over habot the behefka koni. That when the shemichinam watches it, just watching over it makes it his. There's a kinyan here. So therefore, if we pay him for it, so we're like buying it off him, therefore it belongs to Tzibur. He's like working for us. But if we don't pay him, so then like when he's kerner, it's like his own. So now he's giving over his own wheat or his own barley for the korban omer or for the shtel lechem, and that he can't do. It has to come in Hatzibur, not from a yochid. For Rabbi Yossi holds, no, habot tebehefka lekoni. Listen, all this person is doing is just watching these tzvichim for you. He's only watching the barley and the wheat. He didn't pick it up. He's not koner it. It's only habot. He's only looking, watching it. So Rabbi Yossi holds, that's not a kinyan anyway. Therefore, the chiyazli sover umaisi hash to the kozachibe. When the shliach tzibur, when the bezdin comes to collect it, to gather it together, that's when there's a kinyan. And that's being done for the tzibur. So it's not a problem of a yochid giving it over to the rabbin. So now, umah toimer, what does it mean to say? What's umah toimer? That hochi kamrele, midvorecho lidvorenu, that according to your words, according to us, ein oimer shtel lechem boi mishal tibur. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, according to you, that the way we hold, that habot the bevker is kono, so this shomer, if he's going to be a free shomer, he's going to be kono it for himself, and therefore he's going to be giving it over to us, so be Michel Yochid, and that can't be, it has to be Michel Tzibur. So the Chur, you see, it's a machlokes tanoim, if habot, if watching hefker, is a kinyan or not. Therefore, the lashon again before was, midvorecho, lidvorenu, midachom sent back to Rabbi Yossi, according to your words, that you say the shemichinam, and according to us that we hold the rizik kinyan of hefka habot of hefka, so ein oim mevshtelechem boi mishel tibur. So where it says no, omar rov aloi, it could be the kuliyal, everybody holds habot of hefka koni, could be everybody holds. If you just look, stare, and watch something of hefka, that's a kinyan. Walker over here, chashinon shem aloi yimoschem yofa yofa kemiflugi. Here the machlokes says, when this shomer gives it over to the tzibur, does he really mean to be machner to the tzibur b'leiv sholem, that he wants it to be mishal tzibur? And the rabbanim say, no, we're afraid when he gives it over, he doesn't mean b'leiv sholem. The Rashi says, the noyach loish yakrivenu mishalai, he would rather have it on his cheshbin that they brought the shtel lechem or the omer from his. So that's the machlokes over here. The rabbanim savri avin and layagra. The rabbanim say we have to pay this shomer. We like us if we don't pay him. Chashina, we have to be afraid. Shem aloy yimoskrim yofa yofa. Maybe after this shomer is kono, since we're going now habot of efker is kono, so when he gives it over to the tzibur, he will not give it over b'leiv shalom. He's still going to want to keep it for himself. That's the chachom's chash. Rabbi Yossi sova aloy chashinon shem aloy yimoskrim yofa yofa. Yossi says, no, I'm not afraid. Since the shomer now is giving it over to the tzibur, he's saying it should be a korban tzibur, so we're not afraid he's not going to give it over for leiv sholem. Then the Mordechai says, "Umah toimer, what did the Chum mean to say to Rabbi Yossi? Hochi kamrele, this is what he meant to say. Midvarech, according to your dvorim, that you say you're not afraid, lidvareinu, but according to us, chashinon. Now, according to us, that we are afraid, maybe he won't give it over, b'leiv sholem. If so, shemalei mosum yofa yofa, so then ain't oimer shtelechem boy mishal tzibur. We have to be afraid then that it won't be coming from tzibur. That's what the Chum say, that it's possible. That you have to pay money, it can't be done with the shomer chinam. Ikad the army, some say, Rava Marava said, the kula yalma, habot de behefka lekanya. Everybody holds, habot de behefka is not konui. The hochir says, what's the machlokes then over here? Why can't you give it to a shemichinam? V'hochir bechashina lebalei zroyis kamiflugi. So we have to be afraid of a balei zroyis. It means strong people. Rashi says, shim loy noitzi alei.